So the auditor here does not have time to actually test or audit all the transactions in a company. Rather, a small sample of items is chosen to test. The auditor assumes that the sample of items tested will show the same results as if it was the whole population. So if that isn't the case, then the audit conclusions would be wrong. So the problem, of course, is that the auditor doesn't know if this problem has occurred because the whole population isn't tested. Sampling risk is therefore minimised by the audit firm using some recognised method of selecting items for testing, which we'll go on and see in the next section.